he's at an ice cream. But this is harsh. He knows he's the same thing that he says. And he says, Rechishtama Tameskake. And then he says, Nilish Lechari. And then after that he says, Vichayim Chachri Kamon Masnissi Dam Darish. Schneidem Shishot Kishim. Shishim. 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 אלו משלו שמידה, אלו שהשיחים מעטים בשביל סיום שלו. So, in other words, so in the Roshu, you cannot say this in China. He takes this, so he can explain, he takes this. The first day says what? First, not like the Rambam, that in order to validate it into Ishtakime, only the Chesime can validate it into Ishtakime, and the Chesime cannot validate it into Ishtakime. So, in the way, even by Shtabatone, the Chesime allowed the Chesime is not valid, another aloha that by Gera Shemim Alim Rameya we must have been Yisrael because of the Gimato. And then the second question says no, that by Gera Shemim Alim Rameya we must have been Yisrael because of the Gimato of the Gimato. But by in regard to the question of Ashwini Shtore, so in the second question he says like Rambam. But then the question arrives, but takes this itself mentioned the Raya from Shnayim to Shom Kishim. And that Raya is based upon Ashmi Eshtor Esmet, not upon Dora Shebe'arvo, Pochas Mishnayim Esmet. So the answer is, in the Midrash Lechalei, takes this agrees with the Rambam, that there is no Raya from the Gemara of Shnayim Shom Kishim. We can say that in days. But in the Tesis Rosh, we cannot say that, because the order of the Tesis Rosh is different. And Tesis Rosh first mentions this halacha, that the shtar that is in the sin and only in the sin is not valid. And that is true of Shtar Matoni also. Then he says, Mio Yish Lechal Et Rit, that Shtar Matoni is valid. And then he mentions the Raya, but by Gerashim, it's certainly not valid. By Gerashim, it's certainly not valid. And then he mentions the Raya from Shnayim Shoshol Shulim. So it appears from the order of the Tesis Rosh that this Raya from Shnayim Shoshol Shulim is true according to both machines. But according to the Pshat we mentioned in Tesis, this Raya is only true according to the first portion of Tesis, not according to the second portion. So in other words, so apparently Tesis is saying, certainly Tesis Rosh is saying something else. In other words, the Tesis Rosh, Tesis the same thing. Why should we say that there is a machlokes between Tesis and Tesis Rosh, when Tesis Rosh mamish copies the Roshi of Tesis, remember? Except that the order in which he formulates it is different. So we have to say, so from the Tesis Rosh, it appears that when Tesis says, Mirish Nechalim, Tesis is not clear. Now Tesis in the first Rosh mentioned two propositions. One proposition in regard to the Dovah Shabbat Pachim Shnayim. That in Dovah Shabbat Pachim Shnayim means that Geir Shimon Bushim has to be witnessed by the Rim, not by the Bill. It has to be witnessed by the Rim. So the Meir Yechzim and Daud and Yitzire, they can be put in the Bill, the Yechzim, or under the Sire. But they cannot be in the Rim, they cannot testify and say, we saw the Bushim, we saw the Geir Shimon. They themselves might not even know whether the Bushim took place or the Geir Shimon took place. Let's say the Bushim took place to Ishtar, not to Ishtar. So the Yechzim wouldn't be able to tell whether the Bushim took place or not. They only know they signed the Shtar. So that's one of them. This is mentioned. And then, Tesis mentions another proposition in the first question. That as far as Ashmi's story is concerned, so it can become valid as a Shtar, only to Abelson, not to Abelson. So then the question arises, so why is this the same English power? Why? But if the second portion agrees with both halachas, and from this is also we see that the second portion agrees with both halachas, because he mentioned the Raya of Shnayim Shoshon Shnayim after the Mil Yish Lechalei. So we can say the chapter is now. This is mentioned by the case emphasis that if Ishtar Matone, he's written the Ksav Yobei, though it doesn't have a Ksav, and it doesn't have a Ksav. But if it's written the Ksav Yobei, then it's a good Ksav. As long as the Demones, the Hakodes, you know, in the star, then it's like Yersin. What will Yersin do Yersin? Because Yersin, Anemo. And if it's something other, so you have to be demanding of it. So it's all Zayners. It's all Zayners. But if Zayners and Zibes both say, in cinnamon way, the way is contrary to what the information mentioned in the name of the Chaim, that if it is no Yersin, and no Yersin, and no Xavier, the Xav Seifer, but just the Messina's Baldin, so then it's not in Amishna. But if it's written Xav Yodei, so then it is in Amishna. So that means, why? Because it doesn't make any difference whether the Haggadah is made by Yersine or the Haggadah is made by the Baldin. As long as it's inherent in the Shtar, it's Xav Yodei, so the Mele, it's considered as a Shtar that is Eri. Shtar that is Eri, Yersine means a Shtar that is attested inside the shtar. Whether it's attested by outside parties in the Chesine, or it's attested to by the Baldin, and the Baldin has the monies. So it's also like in the Chesine. It's also like this. But when Tinsis is saying that even though Tinsis in the Yiddish Lechavi agrees with the proposition mentioned in the first lesson, that when Rabbi Lezer says in Yisire Karase, then it means that only the Yisire validated the Mishnah, but the Yisire do not validate the Mishnah. The Yisire do not validate the Mishnah, but he does believe that is intrinsic, that is inherent in the Mishnah, is also considered like is also considered like a Yisire. In other words, why does it say this in the Messias? I mean, after all, what the information says, mentions the name of Rav Chaim, seems to be very logical. Now, so, if there is a halacha, if the shtar becomes a valid shtar through a Messias, even though the Messias did not even come to this, so the fact that they have the potential of being mivareya, that the shtar was inside, so that validates the shtar into the shtar kinyan. So even if there are no enemies here, but it was nimsah by the Nesei, Tlavishmai is galiyah that the Nesei was nimsah to the Nesei. So Mimele, his testimony can also be mivar. So why shouldn't we consider the fact that he has the potential of being mivar, by coming to Besdin, so Mimele, it should be considered as if it was Nimsa B'nei Nimsa. What's the Yiches? If it was Nimsa B'nei Nimsa, what is there? Is special mystical significance in the fact that it's observed by outside parties? No, the significance of being observed by two Eidim consists in the fact that these two Eidim can be divided. But the next himself can also be divided. So why isn't the information right in his premise that even if it has no Yersin, just no Yersin, but just Nimsar in the presence of the Nesei, and every time there's a Yersin, it's Nimsar in the presence of the Nesei. He's the Nesei. So it can also be Nisbar. The answer is, in order to become a valid star, it must be able to be Nisbar. So if it is Nimsar in the presence of impartial parties to Eli, they have no motive of suppressing this fact of the Messias Ashtar. The outside parties. So maybe it's considered that the Messiah was done under such circumstances that it's Eli to be Mizbar. But if the Shtar is not Nimsar, the Shtar is not Nimsar with Nei Eli, so how is it able to be Mizbar? Why? Because the Messiah, no honest person, he can be about it. He can be very honest. Unfortunately, not every person, when he has an idea, is ready to come and meet him and verify all the facts. So the Mele, that means that the Messiah was made under such circumstances that it's not any Messiah. That's the difference between a Messiah that is made vainly in a public and a Messiah that is made in the presence of any. When the Messiah is made in the presence of any, so then it's Eli Nisbah. agitate these minds, because they have no motive to suppress it and to withhold it. So in many ways, it's considered as a valid start by virtue of the fact that they are eating who can be devoured. But if it's not being celebrated, so true, it can be disbarred by the least, by the Baldini Doi. But the question is he willing to be devoured? Maybe he's not willing to be devoured. So maybe that means that the Messire is a Messire that is not a Messire, how he met us in his barrier. So then it's not in the star. So in the name, it's not that the saints and the Messias, they all contrary to the religion of the Messiah holds, it doesn't make any difference whether it's in his barrier of the enemy or it's in his barrier of the Baldini. How is it this barrier? By whom? This barrier by Baldini. But in order to be star, it has to be this barrier by Eli. So then, even if it was written in the Idoe, it was the Xavrode, even here in the star, it still should not be a valid star. And that everybody agrees that in the Idoe is inherent in the star. So then it is a valid star. So why? Because then it has it. What kind of indicator? It has a lot of it. The answer is it doesn't make any difference. Whether it's inspired to me or it's inspired to the about me, as long as it's inspired. But in the case where there is no inherent regards about me in the star, and I know you see it, it's not in the star. How do you think it's inspired? He has to decide to remain there, and that is against his interest to remain. So the melee, the inner inspired means that it can be inspired even against the wishes of the Baldoro. That's what Inglis Bar means. But if it's Inglis Bar only through the maturation of the Baldoro himself of the interest of Bari, that's not considered Inglis Bar. Because when the Baldoro himself wants to be, so then we don't believe any of it. So himself meets. So in other words, in order that the star should be a valid star, so the Messine should be made under such circumstances that even if the Baldoro will be to suppress it, it will still be capable of being inspired. But it can only be inspired through the admission of the Baldoro. That's not considered that the Messina is an inspired. Mashenke, if the Idoye is inside the star, then it's already inspired. So we see from the case of the school that there is no special requirement that the law that the point of Reza, the order that the star should be no star to them, so it must be witnessed that by Eli. Don't think if it's witnessed by someone else who can be inspired. Whether the Baldini likes it or not, it can be inspired. So in melee, then it's considered like an inspired. So in melee, this is a technological observance. It's very kind of now the Ramban should be used when Rabbi Ezra says it is in the Kalasir. When Rabbi Ezra says it is in the Kalasir, he means only a Yisrael. I mean, so it doesn't, Ramban should be used, it doesn't mean that means. He means affidavits. But it is a Yisrael circle. And then we should be in the first portion and in the second portion. And the Yisrael worship is that when Rabbi Ezra says it is in the Kalasir, he means only a Yisrael. A Yisrael per se cannot validate the star. But what does each Yisrael mean? The Yisrael means that Eidim, they have their resolution to Eidim. And if it is Nisbarer through Igor's Baldin, so it's also like an Yisrael. But, so then you ask, so then we have to say like the Imre Meshe, that even if it has no Yisrael, no Yisrael, and not Xav Yodeh, Xav Sefer, so it's still should be valid stacking it because it is capable of being this barrier. by the Idoya of the Nesim. The answer is, the fact that it is capable of being inspired by the Idoya of the Nesim does not make it capable Emid L'Isbare. Emid L'Isbare means that it can be inspired against the interest and against the wishes of the Maldin. Of course, if the Maldin wants to cooperate, so then it will be inspired. So what does it mean in the Misirikar say? It doesn't mean that it has to be witnessed by outside parties aiding. As long as it's witnessed by someone who can be nivaret, whether the Baldin likes it or not, then it's considered a misery. And so if it's witnessed by Yodei, so whether the Baldin likes it or not, it's already nizbar. He already was made it. He cannot change the facts. He cannot negate the facts. He already was made the Miksav Yodei. But if it's written Miksav Sefer, no Yidr Simen, no Yidr Misire, so how is it Misira Misbareres? How is it Misira Misbareres? If it has any Misire, then it's Misira Misbareres. Because whether the Baldin likes it or not, so the Eidim can be devoured, and they have no motive to suppress it. So Mimele is considered a Misira Misbareres. But if there are no Yidr Misire, no Yidr Simen, not Sam Yodei, how is it a Misira Misbareres? Just because if you decide to be tzaddik and admit, come to Bezin and admit, then it will be Misbarer. But Misira Misbareres means a Misira that is capable of being Misbarer against the wishes of the Baldin. If it can only be Misbarer with the wishes of the Baldin, then it's not a Misira Misbareres. So Teisa says, but in this case, where the Arigs, so then it's an Ansade. Because Tesis himself said, as far as the Shtarai is concerned, so if Shtar is in Chsime and the Mikabu produces it, so Anan Sade, Bezin and the whole world are reading that it was Nimsa. Can he deny it? So Mimele, it's considered as if the Doye is there. He doesn't have to come to Bezin and say, I admit. And suppose he comes to Bezin and says, I don't admit, I was not Meiser. So what will Bezin tell him? You are a liar. You are Meisir. I'm not sad that you are Meisir. So Memele, the Idoya is present there. Because since Fudei Dechsime, so it's an Ansade, that the Shtamatone was Nimsa. Miyad Haneisein Liadam Kabel. So Memele, it's capable of being Nisbaya. So he's Idoya. Like this, you say, it's not capable of being Nisbarer, because it can only be Nisbarer if the Baldin, the interested party who has a motive to suppress and to withhold the facts, will admit. So that's not a Misira Nisbareres. But here he cannot suppress, and he cannot withhold. What can he dare say to Bezin? To Bezin, I was never Meiser. Bezin will tell him, you're a liar. He's not going to say that. He's forced to admit. So since he's forced, on the basis of the Anan Sade, since they are in Echsime. So Anan Sade that he was Nimsa. So we know that he is going to admit. Whether he likes it or not, he is going to admit. So it's considered as if he admitted already. So it's considered as if the Doi had been inherent in the Shtar. Suppose it's Ksav Yodei, then it's good. So here it's also like Ksav Yodei. What difference does it make? Whether it's Ksav Yodei or not Ksav Yodei. And that's something else. We can, the same way, and apart from the fact that he cannot deny it, because Bezin will tell him, if you dare deny it, Bezin will tell him, you are lying. Anan Sade, that you are Meiser. How do you dare lie to us and say, I was not Meiser? So merely it's considered as if he already been made, because he cannot do anything else but be made. Demonstrate that he's crazy. I mean, that he's a liar and that he's crazy. Because Anan Sade, that he was Meiser. So Memele is muchach to admit. So since he is muchach to admit and he cannot deny, so Memele is considered as if there is a Idoy. And we can say something else. I mean, not only because of that. Now let's see what Yosef says. Tesis, Shleisha Gitim Psui. Now let's go over this Tesis. We didn't go over the other Tesis and the Gimon Mabe, so just go over this Tesis. Shleisha Gitim Psui. Ike de Meike de Ferik Basri. Hach mas lissen gremea. Afal gab diesel gremea kolam shan ma deish tol chachom gid na tanam zea. Eim rabetam do hachane taime de avlat kosh. So the question is, one Russian, the Gemara in the last perik applies this mission of Shlesha Gittim Psulim so Vim this is Avlat Kosher Alim Rameyah, but Rameyah has the Chumre of Kolam Shan Mabeya Shetom Chachomim Gittin Avlat Mamzer, so why in this Gittim Psulim in Rabbanon so the Vlad is not the Mamzer? So Teira says that Chachomim stipulated that here the Vlad is Kosher. אם רבי תם דהור חיין נתאים מדה אבלת כושר, דיקח הוא ימד ביה שלו יפוסי לאבלת הנח שלישו. ויאף אגב תכת מי עשו ואבי כוסה אבהי נמחוסם. So here it's כוסה בכסביות ואין לו ואידים, דענו היא דחסימה, so how is it developed get מדרעיסה? מכל מוקים כושר, הבלת בכסביות ואין לו ואידים, וכיד משעבל עצמי כוסה אב, אין לכוח סימו גדי לו מיזו. אין לכוח סימו גדי לו מיזו. אין לך חסים מוגדל מזו. ואין בילד אחד למנדום הפרק בעס הכסף יולי ואין שני נושב. אלו מנדום הכסף סיפה ואין. ואין, so why is it a valid get מדרעיסה? After all, it must have two aiding. So if it only has כסף סיפה, and ואין, so how does it have two aiding? קושה, נחוש, why would you say? Because the סיפה's writing is also like a testimony. The Sefer's writing is also like a testimony because we can recognize the handwriting of the Sefer. We know the Sefer is, his name is so-and-so, and we recognize the handwriting of the Sefer. So that's like a chsime, even though he doesn't put down Shimon Meru. But if we can recognize the handwriting of the Sefer, we know that the Sefer is Shimon Meru, so maybe it's considered like a chsime. No, it could not be considered as a chsime. דישמו כסיפה כוספי לאיסלאמית, וזור כלאשפו, ופוסו אישו והחתימו עליו, אידך עוד ואין כאן שניים. Because the only reason as to why איכסימה has credibility, because a person is not allowed to affix his signature to something that is not true. Let's say, suppose someone will just, out of fun, so will just write a get for Yesev and Shimon, right? He get just out of fun. There is a certain husband and whose name is Yesev and Shimon, and there is a certain, and he has a wife whose name is Rochel Basruvein, and then just out of fun, he'll decide to write again that Ani Yesev and Shimon Migaris Asishte, Rochel Basruvein, and so on, Ariat Mutaras Lacholodom, and so on, just for fun. And he'll sign his chsime. And then he'll show it to Rochel Basruvein and just look, I mean, I'm such a wonderful let's. And then she'll take it. So what Avila will behave here? He will behave the love of Yiddish Sheker. Because one is not allowed to affix his signature to a certain star, to something that purports to be a certain star, whether it's Gereshin or Mommy, and then affix his signature. Then he's even the love of Yiddish Sheker. So in other words, the reason is why when we see a signature on a certain star, so it has credibility, because if he did not do it genuinely, then he would be able to love of Yiddish Sheker. But in this case where we don't have two signatories, we have just one signatory, and the other signatory is to be is what? Has to consist of the Ksav Sefer. And we recognize the handwriting of the Sefer. That's the handwriting of the Sefer, Ruvein ben Leib. So we know. So how can that have any credibility? Because there is nothing wrong in a Sefer to write in order to learn Gittin, in order to be trained, in order to have Shilmish. There is no Iser. If a Sefer just writes a form for every man in the town and for every woman in the town to write again, there is nothing wrong in that. So, Mimele, how can the fact that we recognize the handwriting of the Sefer be considered as a signature? It can only be considered as a signature if the one who affixed the signature, if it had not been true, if it had been a joke, he would be able to love of any Sheker. But if there would be nothing wrong for the Sefer to write what he wrote in order to learn how to write Gittin, so there is nothing wrong for a Sefer to write out a form of a get for every man in the town, so that if any husband in the town decides to divorce his wife, so he'll not have to work so hard in order to write a get, because he'll already remember how it has to be written. There is nothing wrong, so the marriage cannot be considered as a signature. That's what Tesis says. So what does it mean? So that means that the sefer is not allowed to do that in order to have shimush. And the sefer, if the evil is in mirshel, if the sefer, just in order to have shimush, will write out a get for every man in the town in order to have shimush, he's not allowed to do it unless he makes sure that the moment he finishes writing it and he has the shimush, he tears it up into many pieces. But if he doesn't tear it up, it's an isa gomor, not an isa of the sheker, but an isa of the evil is a mirshul. That could be the biggest mirshul in the world. I mean, if he says he will do that, he'll write out a get for every person in the town, and then he'll leave it there on the table, and then a woman will come in, she wants to get a divorce from her husband, the husband doesn't want to give her a divorce, then she'll pick it up and then say, she had it already. All finished. So the Mele, a sefer is not allowed to do that. Unless he tears it up, then he is allowed. So this is what this means. Sha'asefrim cheshishim limichshel. Why are the cheshishim limichshel? Because al pidin they have to be cheshishim limichshel. So the Mele, he's not allowed to do it just for shimush. So the Mele, it can be considered as a chesed. But only with the Raise, but with the Rabbanon, since not everybody is so zohir, even though al pidin it's also to do it, so mainly with the Rabbanon, it's not considered a chesed. So, umiyo yirigilis lizoyer ligamash et choshek sida sefer, kidach. Right, anyway. Tesis, here has the kashe, according to the Gemara, in Amgarish, that this Mishneh represents the view of Reb Meir, and Reb Meir holds in chesed mekarse. So how is kosav b'chesav yodin without in chesed good? So how is it good? So Tesis says, Dichiv mishabalatz mikosav in chochsi mogdeilo mizu. The Ram says, because he does valdinki meirin dom. Now, what does it mean he does valdinki meirin dom? But kedushin is chavlachine. The answer is, the atulishenes. And Tesis says, that gereshin is also chavlachine. Mein Kedushin is Chavachin, very simple, is Mechayim Lacherim, Yasas Al Kolalme, Yasas Al Krivim, but why is Gerish Chavachin on the contrary? He makes a Mutal Kolalme. So what element of Chavachin is there in Gerishin? So the, and as far as being Gosar on the Krivim, so before the Gerishin, she is also Gosar on the Krivim, for the, on the score of the same Isa. But Halachi is that even after Gerishin, she is Asur on the Krivim. But what kind of chavlachin is gereshin? So Tesis says, "Uvi gereshin also lachin." But the Rashbo Yivomes says in one loshin that gereshin is not chavlachin, and mainly by gereshin, so we say das baldin kimeidin. That's one loshin in the Rashbo Yivomes. So and this is. Question is, why does Tesis say the chivim shabalatz mikosa? So you could say that Tesis means because he does Baldin Kimeidin Dome, but Tesis couldn't say that. The Rashba says that because the Rashba Shita is Kedushin is Chavlachine, because the Yasser is Akulaome and the Yasser is Ankrivim and Kriveo, and Yasser is herself and his Krivim and him and her Krivim. So mainly it's Chavlachine. But Gereshin is not Chavlachine. How about Tesis? What Tesis says, Uvi Gereshin also Lachin. So we have to say that according to that Lashon the Rashba, this is not considered Chavlachine. This is not considered Chavlachine. Because Chavlachine doesn't mean that abstractedly it's Chavlachine. It has to be practically Chavlachine. Chavlachine is determined not on an abstract scale. Chavlachine is to be determined on a practical scale, on an actual scale, not on an abstract scale. From an abstract point of view, so you can say that Begereshin it's also Zalakim. But from the practical point of view, from the point of view of the practical scale, what kind of Havlachine is it by Yerushim? That would be all right. I mean, from the practical point of view, even a Shishish would be with Erzakim. And the Grusha Asur again, so then Gerushin would constitute a detriment to all time, because until the Gerushin, she can get married again. But now, as a result of the Gerushin, she's Asur again. So Mimele, it involves an element of detriment, of Chayiv Lachin. But, and prior to the Gerushin, she can get married again. She cannot get married to anybody. But after Gerushin, she can get married to everybody except to a Kohen. So the Gerushin doesn't impose an extra detriment to the Kohanim. On the contrary, all that the Gerushin does, it reduces the detriment to a minimum. Because until the Gerushin, she was also in Kulalame. Now she's Muteres to the whole world, except Yahani. So Mele, and if you consider it from the point of view, on the basis of the practical scale, of an actual scale, it's not Havlachine. Why does Jesus say it is Havlachine? The answer is, on the basis of an abstract scale, so if there is an element of detriment. Because until now, she's also to everybody, including Kehanim, on the basis of the Yisrael of Ishishish. Now she'll be Asur Kehan on the basis of the new Yisrael. That on that base, until the Gerushin, she was not Asur Kehan on the score of Koshin. So abstractedly, there is a Havlachine, but actually, there is no Havlachine. That's the machlekes between Teisves and the Rashba Yevomes. Now, those Rishenim who say that Ksav Yodei by Get is good because it was Baldinki Meidin Dome must agree with the Loshon in the Rashba in Yevomes, the Flamed Gimel, that it's not Halachine. But Teisves doesn't say, I do ask Baldin, if Teisves had meant, first of all, Teisves couldn't say it because then Teisves will be say what Teisves says Davdalet. I mean, it's not likely that Teisves Davdalet is chilik on what he said just on Davdalet. So that's one thing. And then if Teisves had meant he does Baldinki Meidin Dome, if Teisves had meant he does Baldinki Meidin Dome, so why does Teisves have to use the washing the chimisha bal atzmi kosav einlichoch simog delo mezu? Teisves should say he does Baldinki Meidin Dome. Why does he say einlichoch simog delo mezu? So Teisves obviously means something else. He doesn't mean he does Baldinki Meidin Dome. The Ram means he does Baldinki Meidin Dome. But Teisves means something else. What does Teisves mean? So apparently, Teisves is explaining why does Rav Meir say Eidich Simekas? Eidim Siremet. What's the longness? Now, according to Rav Lezer that says Eidim Siremet, so that means what validates the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan? The Haggadah Seidim, or the Biror Eidim. The Biror Eidim and the Kinyan. When does the Kinyan take place? At the time when Eidim Chasmi Shtar? At the time the Kinyan doesn't take place? Nothing takes place. There is no change of status upon the signing of the Ishtar. When does a change of status take place? Whether it's Gerushin or Gdushin or Matone or Mecher or whatever it is. In any Ishtar, when is there a change of status? At the time of the Mesirah. When does the Kinyan take place? At the time of the Mesirah. At the time of the Mesirah. Even the Kota Abaye who says Eidu Bechsum of Zochle by Schus. So first of all, that's only by Schus. But only if there is a Nisirei. So then it has retroactive effect. But without Nisirei, there is no change of status. So there is no change of status. So the Kinyan takes effect at the Nisirei. So when Rav Lezer says in Nisirei Kase, he says that the Hagode and the Biro, Hoedi, and the Kinyan validates the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan. But when Eidim affix their signature to Ishtar, so it's true because of the Aloha of Eidim Achsum Ashtar Ashkach Bismi Bezdin, so the Eidim Chsime are Eidim Biru on everything. They are Eidim Biru on things that will happen 5 years later. Let's say, suppose Eidim Chasme Get, it has to be sent overseas to Australia. Let's say, I mean, years ago,
Sometimes it took a year until a get was delivered to a woman in Australia. If it was sent, let's say, from the shtetls, from the towns in Europe, to a woman in Australia. So it took over a year, years ago. So suppose they didn't sign a get, let's say, in Tofshin Lamedvov, and then the get is delivered to the Isho in Tofshin Lamedes. Once the get is delivered to the Isho in Tofshin Lamedes, then through the Dechsim become the Birur and the Misirin. But at the time they affixed their signatures, they certainly were not testifying as to a Misirin. Did they know at that time that there would be a Misirin? Every time that they didn't affix their signatures to a get or to any shtar, do they know whether the king will take place? Maybe the Baal will change his mind. He'll tear up the get. So what is the Agode? Their direct Agode. They become ultimately the Birur on everything. But their Agode, their direct Agode, attaches not to the Kinyan. Their direct Agode attaches to what point? What do they testify when they affix their signatures? What do they testify? What? That in all probability the husband pretty soon will divorce his wife. They can testify to that. So what do they do? What, they just do a mysterious act? Well, I mean, Chassidus Eidim is a Maisa God. What do they testify? They testify as to the Nasa Midas Amisrayim. This is the direct testimony of the Chassidim. Nasa Midas Amisrayim, in order to be a valid shtar, it has to be Nasa Midas Amisrayim. That's not only Halacha by get, but in all shtores, what is Nasa Midas Amisrayim? Let's say shtar alvoye. So only the Levi tells the Eidim to sign it. Then it's a shtar. But if the Levi doesn't tell them to sign it, and the Eidim just see Alvoye and they sign it on a piece of paper, it's not a shtar. Then it's Agode Piksav. So it's a Piksav. So when is it a shtar if it's Nasim Dasa Mishraim? If the Mishraim, if the Levi in shtar Alvoye, if the Levi directs them to sign, in shtar Matone the Meisim, in Ged Baal, in shtar Shichur the Odin. So what is the direct Agode of the Idechsim? Not the Gerashim. Not the Alvoye. The Alvoye, they don't know whether it was Alvoye or a Gerashim. Not the Shichur, not the Kinyan Matone. So the subject matter of the Agode is the Nasim Dasam Sechai. So the question is this. Reb Leza says in Misirei Karaseh, so he says, what Agode validates the Shtar into Shtar Kinyan, the Agode and the Kinyan? That's it in Misirei. Or the possibility of testifying on the Kinyan. Validates the Shtar and the Shtar Kinyan. And Reb Meir says in Chassidus Mekarasei, so he says, what validates the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan is not the Hagode or the potential of making the Hagode and the Kinyan, but the Hagode, the actual Hagode, the direct Hagode and the Nasim Dasam Sechai. Now, and when we have a machlekes between Teisves and Ramban as to whether, according to Reb Meir, according to Reb Leza, who says in Misirei Karaseh, whether in Chassidus is Karaseh, so Ramban says that the Chassidus per se is also Karaseh, and Reb Leza only says, Afid in Misirei Karaseh, and Teisves says, no, Dafki in Misirei is Karaseh. So the machlekes is the same question. According to Teisves, Reb Leza Shite is that only the Hagode and the Kinyan validates the Shtar, the Shtar Kinyan. But the Agode and the Nasim Dasam Ischayev does not validate the Shtar into Shtar Kinyan. And the Ramban says that according to Reb Lezer, either Agode can validate the Shtar into Shtar Kinyan. The Agode and the Nasim Ischayev certainly, but even the Agode and the Kinyan. So Mimele, since according to Reb Meir, Eidech Simi Iskarasi, because the Agode and the Nasim Dasam Ischayev validates the Shtar, so Mimele, when the Baal writes Bichsav Yodei, so if Bezdin sees Alvoye, so they don't have to be Mikabledes, because Litehesh Meik Delemeriye. Now, if Eidim signed the get, so that means what are they testifying? That the Baal told them to sign the get. That the Baal is in Asim Dasam Ischayim. And if the Baal himself writes the get, so then the Asim Dasam Ischayim is witnessed by all of us. So it. So then we witness, everybody who looks at the gate sees the Nasan Dar Israel. The Nasan Dar Israel, if the Baal wife the gate, so then it's not just the Hagodah of the Nasan Dar Israel, it's a constant Triye of the Nasan Dar Israel by everybody. So they Shmei Dilem Riye. So it's on the basis. So in Chokzim Dilem Mizu, it means on the basis of Letehei Shmiye Gdele Meriye. Of Letehei Shmiye Gdele Meriye. So Mimele. Now, so this could be the Pshat in Tesis. He does Baldin Iskimeyedim Tomei. He does Baldin Iskimeyedim Tomei. So Mimele, if Baldin comes to Bezdin and he's made there, so that's considered like Yidoi. And if, suppose, the Baldin wouldn't come to Bezdin and be made there, but two Edim would come to Bezdin and they would say that in their presence, let's say the names of the Edim, is Yosef and Binyamin. They are the Edim. And Yosef and Binyamin come to Bezdin and they testify that yesterday, so Reuven said in their presence that he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, which he did not repay it. And then the Edim would come and testify that in Bezdin. It would also be God's Baldin. Because it doesn't make any difference whether the Doye is made by the Baldin himself in Bezdin, or the Doye is made with the Edim, and then the Edim testify in Bezdin that the Baldin made a certain Doye in their presence. So the Melech. Kosa Birsav Yodeh is good, because then it's because then we have the Nasan Dar Israel in the Shtar. Everybody sees the Nasan Dar Israel. The Shtar really represents a picture of the Nasan Dar Israel. If the Baal, or let's say the Nasi, in case of Shabbaton, here Tesis is dealing with the Shabbaton. So if the Nasi. It writes the Shtar, some melees, so they shmei del Maria. So the Shtar itself is a reproduction of the Nasan Dar Israel. If it's written in the Ksav Yod of the Nes, the Shtar itself is a reproduction of the Nasan Dar Israel. It's better than Eidim, but they shmei del Maria. It's like Besn Shalois Al Goy, the Gemorim Sumis. But he does Baldin, it manifests itself in two ways. Either when the Baldin himself makes the Idoye, or when two Edim testify in Bezdin that the Baldin made the Idoye. So it's also considered that he does Baldin. So Mimele, if you have Idirsine, true, Tesis says, Mirish Lechalik, Tesis agrees with both propositions. That when first that Kima Dovor means Ederiye and the Misire, and the Ipiro is not enough, and second, Mele, even according to Ramea, we require the Misire because of the Kima Dovor, and also that according to Rabbeza, who says the Misire Kalase, so it means only the Misire, not the Chesime per se. That, so at first, Mesa says, so Mele, even by Shtamatoni, it wouldn't be good. And then says, Mele is Lachalik. That by Mishtatoni it would be good, even though according to Rabbi Lezer only the Misire make the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan, and the Yechsime do not make the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan, but the Shtar Matone, the Yechsime will make the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan, not per se, not on the basis of Yechsime per se, but since Ksav Yodeh is good, why is Ksav Yodeh good? Because that's a Biru inherent in the Shtar. So, and Ksav Yodeh is good by Shtamatone because of Yidoaz Baldin Kimeidim Tome. So, Hagodeh of Baldin. When you realize in two ways, either by the Baldin himself making the Yidoye, or by Tuaidim testifying in Bezdin, that the Baldin in their presence made the Idoye. So here, it doesn't make any difference
We have it only in either case. Whether the Shtamatone is written in Tafyodei, so then the Idoi is made by the Baal Din himself. And suppose it's written in Ksav Sefer, but it's signed by Nechsime. What is it? What do the Nechsime testify to? What are the Agone? As to what? That the Baal told them to sign it. Told them to write the Shtamatone. Signing it means to write the Shtamatone without the signature, so it doesn't mean anything, the text of the Shtamatone. But signing it means to write the Shtamatone. So that means he told them to testify on the Nasim Dasam Israel. So it's considered like a testimony by Edim in Bezdin that the Baal Din in their presence made a Idoye. Here, a Idoye has to be, a Idoye can also validate the Shtar in the Shtar Kinyan. As long as the Idoye is inherent in the Shtar, not if the Idoye is not inherent in the Shtar. If the Idoye consists of a testimony by Baal Din in Bezdin later on, that's nothing. But if the Idoye is inherent in the Shtar, then it validates the Shtar in the Shtar Kinyan. So in two situations, we have a Idoye inherent in the Shtar. Either if it's written mixed up your day, so that's analogous to Idoye being made in Bezdin by the Baal Din himself, or there is another case of Idoye's Baal Din made in Domei. When Edim testified that the Baal Din made the Idoye before them, when Edim signed Shtar, so they are in effect testifying in Bezdin, because Edim Achsim Lashtar, Nasi Brakunis in Bezdin, so they are testifying that the Baal Din made the Idoye of Nasim Dasam Ischayim. Nasim Dasam Ischayim. So Mimele, it's considered, and this Agode, and the Nasim Dasam Ischayim of the Baal Din is inherent in the Shtar. So Mimele, it also becomes a very Shtakian on the basis of Idoye's Baal Din Kimei Domei. But in the case where it's written in Ksav Sefer, no Idoye, no Idoye, so then the Idoye, if the Baal Din himself comes to Bezdin, then the Idoye is not inherent in the Shtar. So then it's not a Baal Shtar.
Then use certain expressions in a certain sense. So the Mishnah will use a certain expression in one sense, and the Brayta here could have used the same expression in another sense. Another sense. So in the Mishnah we have the trial according to Rabbi Yehuda and Shemalei, that whenever Yehuda uses in the Mishnah the term any time, it's only explanatory in some account. But in the Brayta, this cloud doesn't apply. In the Brayta, so it's not explanatory, it's chelik. And here, the Gemara is quoting the Brayta, so the cloud in the Brayta is that the expression, the term Enesai, means, indicates that it's chelik. So that's why you say, for a beautiful other.
I understand, how many
people call
it
if you don't
explain it to
Enesai? No, there is a machlokes anoyim. There is a machlokes anoyim between whether the rabbonim are agreeing with Rav Yehuda. So according to the Tanya of the Mishnah, the rabbonim agree with Rav Yehuda. According to the Tanya of the Braita, the rabbonim are chilek anoyim. Chilek anoyim. The Gemara says chilek anoyim. I'll leave the Rav Akiva. Chilek anoyim. I'll leave the Rav Reza. So here is straight anoy alim the Tanakame. So the Tana of the Mishnah holds that the Tanakame, that the Rabbon agree with Rav Yehuda, and since the same term is used in the Braita, in the Braita we have another clause. That Enesai indicates Chelik, Machleket. So the Tana of the Braita holds that the Tana is Chelik and Rav Yehuda. The Tana of the Mishnah holds Tanakame is not Chelik and Rav Yehuda. He agrees with Rav Yehuda. And Tanakame of the Braita holds that Tanakame is Chelik and Rav Yehuda. Utrit Anoya is a Roche Braita. The Mishnah says, Kralu Mitzayim, or is it just to work in Tzayim Moch? So we see that the Dao Gemara is quoting the Braita, not the Mishnah. Avo Koshe, the Yusei the Dele, Porich Mikeya Braita, Iktone, Rachodin Emri, הוא מוכח מברייסה למעטיס נמאות לך להם. Now, in regard to that question, as to whether, now, the machlokes between Rachome, Rachome in the Rashishes there, it's whether, according to the Tanakame of the Mishnah, so a Misachi Mikuvia who has another profession, whether he's kosher leides or he's poter leides. Now Rabbi Yehuda says in so many words, in his eyes man shein lem umne shalohu, avayish umne shalohu ksheir. So there's no doubt that this is Rabbi Yehuda's view. What is the Tanakame's view? He says a Misachi Mikuvia poter leides tam, he says. So Rashishes says, so Rav Sheisha says that according to Tanakame, too, he's not postulated if he has another profession. In other words, so Rav Sheisha says that Tanakame is not really kind of a Jewish in the mission. And Rav Bachome says that according to Tanakame, he's postulated even though he has another profession. So the Gemara says, Kashi, Vatanye, Ben Sheish Leum Neshaloy, Ben Shalim Leum Neshaloh, Harei the Postle, Harei the Postle. So the Kashi is against Rav Sheishes. Now Rav Sheishes holds. Rav Sheishes holds that even according to Tanakame, even according to Tanakame, even according to the Rabbanon. So if he has another profession, so he's special aided. In other words, the Rabbanon and the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is only explanatory of the Rabbanon in the Mishnah, but we learn the Braise, Ben Sheish Leumnes Shaloyu, Ben Shaloyu Leumnes Elohu, Arei the Post. It certainly couldn't be like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says in so many words, but Avo Yesh Leumnes Acheret, so is kosher. So whose view does the Braise represent? The view of the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda Achelik and Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a kasha against Rav Sheishes who says that Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda Achelik and Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara in the Teres, I hear Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Rav Tarof Nei. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Imi, Rabbi Mishim Rav Tarof Nei, Lomech Nodor, Shnitzu Nisira Fela Achvoy. What is that deemed Rabbi Nozir to do with a smach? That's another question. It's not our Imi. So in other words, so the Gemara gives the Teres that when the Braise says, Bein Sheyesh Leumnes, Acheret, Bein Sheyesh Leumnes Acheret, Tarei the Postle, so that Braise does not represent the view of the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda, but it represents the view of Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Rav Tarof. But Eloch Nami, the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So now he says the Kashi. I would put it in front of the rear for the rear right of the name. Umuchach mit Reise, the Masnit Nami, or the Lachway. Now, if it's true that there is a distinction between the Mishneh and the Reise, so what Kashi does the Gemara mention against Rav Sheishe? What does Rav Sheishe say? Rav Sheishe says, Akeh says that the Rabbanon of the Mishnah agree with Rabbi Yehuda, but the Braise says that the Rabbanon holds that even if he has another profession, he's still postulated. So the Gemara says the Tanakame of the other Braise of the Braise represents not the view of the Rabbanon of the Mishnah, but the view of Shimotau. So it's another mandoma. But why does the Gemara have to give this tere? The Gemara could say, no, it's no kache. True, Rav Sheishe says that the Rabbanon holds that even the Rabbanon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbanon of the Mishnah holds, Tanakama of the Mishnah holds, that if he has the Nunez Acheret, he's kosher leides. Why? Because in the Mishnah, the term Eilesai is used. And Eilesai in the Mishnah is only explanatory. Mashenk in the Braise, the Braise holds the what? That it's the Machleket. So maybe there is a Machleket between the Braise and the Mishneh. So the Yesh Lema, the Havimotu Mishnu Yahu Tanachinehu, the Machlis Leirom Boliforish, Elo Mishim Mimashkach Tanah Behedye, Kom Mishame Ahir Rav Yehuda Mishim Rav Tarof for the Tanah. And the Nami could have given that Tanah. But there is the Tanah, who says in so many words, that Asmach the Loitanie and that Misachim Kuli is Asmach. So Melele, he says, the Tame who is Chelik on Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda Mishim Rav Tarof. The Chesor of Reim, Adaf in the Mishnah to the Forest, that is Adam Tain, the Chesor of Lam, for Gomer Chai Vachas, that is Adam Adam Amitaz, Om Rav Yehuda Mishim Rav Tarof, Adam Rav Yehuda Mishim Rav Tarof, Adam Rav Yehuda Mishim because Dova, Dome, Mr. Dome, Val Koho, the Polakatanakame, the head of the Tanakame, called Dome. Now, there we have a machlokes as to whether Now, the reason why the Dhamma Nisat, now, you have to be in the heart of the Dhamma. You have to be in the heart of the Dhamma. Now, let's say you take the name, if you take the name for a higher, so you have to be in the heart of the Dhamma. So, suppose some Dhamma gets killed, gets killed and the remains on the sacking. So do we have to be in the heart of the dam that remains on the sacking also or not? So the halacha is, if it's so, mitzvah mitzikol dom yichayu v'chati. Not only do I have to cover the dam that's killed on the karka, but even the dam that remains on the sacking, or let's say gets killed upon the table, let's say some dam will get killed on the table, or the dam that remains on the sacking. So we have to take it off and we have to cover it with rock. Not only the dam, the major part of the dam is still work. And the character, when you're shaking the nation. So where does the dam drop, the major part of the dam drops on the character. So not only the dam that is on the character you have to cover with rock, but even the dam that remains on the sacking, or the dam that is filled, let's say, on some other place, on the table, or on any place. So we have to take it off, and we have to put off one. We have to put them on. So the chisom, v'am shikoldom echai l'chad. The kanom dam, anita tata bistaki, is chai. Omer abdi ve'ein etai, bizman shein shom dam, elu, when we say the dam, anita tata bistaki. So it requires you to eat all the other dam, when for you. All the other dam, when Prevus, it became, let's say, Nivra in the Karka. It went Prevus, it became Nivra in the Karka. And the only dam that is then is the dam that we're attacking. And then we have to cover the dam that we're attacking. But suppose there is plenty of dam on the Karka that was not Nivra in the Karka. And there is also dam on the sacking. So then we don't have to bother and cover the dam of the sacking with us. This is what the Prevus says. Amen. And that's the price. So the time is, so we have the thing in the Mishnah, we have the thing in the Braise. So Rabbi Yudah says the same thing in the Mishnah, he says the same thing in the Braise. So Rabbi Yudah, in the Mishnah, the time is Rabbi Yudah, because of some because of Domei Mitzvah Domei. So the Braise is before us, that Rabbi Yudah holds, the Domei implies that even if you cover just Mitzvah Domei, so it's enough. So the melee, if there is no other dam besides the dam that we are attacking, then you must cover it with us. Because then you don't cover it with the dam. Mashiach, if there is dam besides the dam that we are attacking, so then you don't have to cover the dam that we are attacking. Because domain implies in the domain. So you cover the dam that is under the karka, even though you didn't cover the dam that is under attacking, so you know. Mashiach, if there is dam, 1 second, please let me. Mashiach Kitanikame says, the Domi implies cold Domi. Domi implies cold Domi. So Mele, even though there is Dam, I'll give you a car tattoo, but you're not behind the Mishle, unless you cover the Dam of Gavetakin also. Because you have to cover all the Dam that is there. So there is mentioned the Tere. That the Tanikame does is, Tanakame Darshi is called on me, and review the Darshi is the Gemara mentioned the Ferret. Tanakame Darshi is called on me. So the Mele, you must cover all the Dam. So if there is Dam on Dami Karken, there is Dam on Dami Sakin, you do not conceal your face, unless you cover the Dam that is on Dami Sakin all. And review the Gemara says the Ferret, Darshi is Mr. Dam. And even though the Mishneh, review the Mishneh, the Rosh Meir Tzahal in the Mishneh, So, according to the cloud that is in the forest, so that means there is no machleken between Tanakame and Rabbi Yudah and Mishneh. And still the Gemara says, Tanakame of the Braise is Dars is Kol Domei, whereas Rabbi Yudah of the Braise is Dars is Mishneh Domei. So you see that whenever we have the term Enesai appearing in the Mishneh and the Braise, in respect to the same question. So in the Mishneh it's explanatory, and in the Braise, it's a machleken, it's a fair Gemara says, Tanakame of the Braise holds. Domi called Domi Mashma, and Rabbi Yudah holds Mitzvah Domi. Who paints it also on Rabbi Tam, Rabbi Yudah. Question, so Rabbi Tam passes like Rabbi Yudah. He must need to be heard from Domi for... In other words, so he passes like Rabbi Yudah. Now, If, now, if we had a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbanon, so how do we pass through the Paschal Yavo? The Paschal Yavo? So if it had been clear that there is a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbanon as to whether Domini is full Domini or Domini is weaker Domini, so then of course we should pass through like the Rabbanon that Domini is full Domini. Domini is full Domini. But, we have a machleket between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda only according to the Braita. The Tanna, the Braita holds there is a machleket between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether we doubt in Kol Domei or Mitzvah. But in the Mishneh, in the time, so what does the Tanna of the Mishneh say? That Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yehuda. That the Pshat of Domei means Mitzvah Domei. So anyway, we have the machleket between the Tanna of the Mishneh and the Tanna of the Braita. As to whether there is a machleket between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, or all agree, the Domini is Mikra Domini. So I'm not asking why the Tanna of the Mishneh. So the merits like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda certainly holds the Domini is Mikra Domini. Even according to the Tanna of the Braita, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Domini is Mikra Domini. And according to the Tanna of the Mishneh, so even Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So anyway, you pass through like Rabbi Yehuda. ומי הוא שם או רבון עם דברי פיקר ואז רבי יהודה מסליף מיוחד לבוק עם רבים וחי דב נהי כבפרק כמה בסוק All right, so take a second, another one. Not, if there is a possibility, not like Rabbi Yehuda. All right, now, what is stop? Pirek the contract, it's fino di niyo shol cheret, ve nitzri chol inok, imo iso menachas de kaka, ken amrino menok. So, svino, if it's shol cheret, if it's a kli shol cheret, So even if it's not knuckle, because then it didn't like knuckle. Avaloti, shalei, boi niki. In other words, and according to Rashi, so oti means eight. Stam oti means eight. So, avaloti, shalei, is boi niki. Vinira de rayot in rish. Kikkel kola kaponet. Yom atone, chodesh, ebigad, vishabachur, vishabisvine, vishabotit. In other words, the throwing the pair is that God will be God, will be Chore, will be Svino, will be Oti, so maybe we care. But I need doch, maybe we care. Umshane, Oti, Ta Oti, Tloi Kas. So Oti, Ta Oti, there is no Kas. Kam bi Noku, Kam bi Shene Noku. So the Bible which says, maybe we care, has reference to Noku. The Bible which says, maybe we care, has reference to Ene Noku. Svina, Svina, Namu, Kashye, Kam bi Shalais, Kam bi Shalcheres. Kam bishalayis, kam bishalacheres. In other words, so the Braita which says that Svino is maybe the Nikere has reference to eight. So maybe an eight in order to be considered mechuber. So it must be no. And since the Svino is not knuckle, so maybe it's any care. It can be Shalcheret, and the Bible says maybe the care has reference to Svino Shalcheret. And Svino Shalcheret, even though it's any knuckle, so it's like knuckle. So maybe it's maybe the care. Umbemshane, can be Svino, can be Kubo, can be Shane Kubo, can be Kubo, can be Shane Kubo, Michlao, the Shalcheret, a few even Kubo have a Shane Kubo. A very Kubo have a Kubo. In other words, what the chiddush that svino, in other words, that by svino, and svino is usually of cheres. I mean, this is how Jesus assumes at the beginning. So, mele, so by cheres, it doesn't have to be nochu. If it's any nochu, so it didn't like that. Like that. Because of the chushin, normally comes like they, because the al cheres was just nochu kosher. So what does it say there? You got to get now. If it's mechusa tise. When he's seen it, so then they get this post. So the halacha is that if he wrote on the cheres of the snokov, it's kosher. Why did he say cheres not snokov? Why did he say it's stam cheres not? So the answer is, he wants to tell us a chiddush. That even though it was written, the get was written on the cheres of the snokov, so the zroim of the snokov are considered mechuber. The zroim of the snokov are considered mechuber. So still, if he writes, the get and the cheres of the Otis Noku, so it's kosher. So the get is kosher. Why do we say al cheres what is Noku? Because it's a chiddush, it's not a snoku. where the toy man hooked. So certainly, and Heret in us, so was the Shenanokum. But it is true that by Heret, it doesn't make a difference, not for a Shenanokum. So there is no bigger finish by us, Snokum, than the Nenokum. Mach the Heret, when the Kuru, the Abok, and my Rebutu, the Nokum, the Shenanokum, and Mach the Name, the Heret. When we see that the Russian, so if we see that Otis can have reference, the term Otis can have reference to Heret also, because there it says, Heret Shalot, the Rabbi Shmuel ben Meir has been successful in Shvi, the Tanya Atim and Talud Bishvi is proof in a certain kind of an onion. Atim and Talud Bishvi, Rabbi Meir has been the Heret family got Shaloyitzman, because he's not allowed to plant it in Shvi. So what should he do? He should hide it, he should put it in an Otis. So then it won't grow. So there won't be any Yisrael. And why should he be taming it? So in other words, Munafshah, if he's not allowed to make it grow, so why should he? So he shouldn't put it in the cart altogether. Well, the answer is because he wants to preserve it. And if he, in a nosi, in a cheret, that's the way to preserve it. So Rav Alpish and Raya Dovah, Zichel Dovah, that in a nosi it can be preserved, in a cheret it can be preserved. In other words, so where, if you want to preserve something, you have to put it in the cheret. Aule, Tam, Otis, Shal, Cheret. Because first it uses the word synagogue, it doesn't even say Otis, Shal, Cheret. It just says Otis, Tam. But we see from the conclusion of the precept that it is reference to what kind of an Otis, what kind of a Glee, a Cheret, please. And it uses the term Otis, Tam. So we see that the Otis, Tam has reference to Cheret. Not this Rashi, not like Rashi, she said. That Otis, Tam has reference to it. Aule, Tam, Otis, Shal, Cheret. The mirror on Tamu has. The shall have a boy in the kid, the shall eat boy in the kid. Your daddy. The who is laughing at the other one. The other shop here, the Sam, you may shall eat. Sam the country, that's the opposite of right. So, you know, he shall eat. So then, so the chat is more in the follow. So according to other Sam, eight. So this requires the kid. Heres requires the kid. So the more it says as follows. Look at Otis. Otis da Otis loika ashe. Now what does Otis mean? So Tam Otis means Heret. So Otis da Otis, according to Rashi, so Tam Otis means Heret. So when the Gemara says, Otis da Otis loika ashe kam binoku, kam binoku, kam binoku, according to Rashi it means that the Kelei of Eid, so when it's noku, it's mechubel, and she noku, it's not mechubel. But according to Rashi, it's the other way, Tam Otis is Eid. So that's the way. So the more you can come to Noku, so then it's Nehuda. But if they didn't know, it's not Nehuda. Then it's been asked in an America. So Sam Otis is Heret. According to Ramatam, so Sam Otis is Heret. So Mele, when he says Otis, Otis, like Ashe, so it is reference to Heret, the official Heret. So come to Noku, Ashe, Noku. Then it's been asked in an America. Sinat in America. Can be shalei. So eight does not require no proof, so that's why it's really here. We can be shalcheres, so it requires no proof in order to be nechuga. And since the Sino is not no proof, so maybe it's any case. That's the comment around the top. So it's a very question for a case in a hell. The top here is something shalei. Umunoch es name mucha bukoma. Can be shalei, can be shalcheres. Shemaz ke tchilo. Oy say, shemaz ke tchilo. Now, here it says, Otis a Otis loikashe, kam binoko kam bishininoko. So in order to follow up the parallel structure in the Gemara, now in the first teret of the Gemara, loikashe kam binoko kam bishininoko. So what is mentioned first? The Meir Kere. The Bryce says that the Meir Kere is mentioned first, because Noko is referenced to the Bryce as Meir Kere. So in order to follow up the same parallelism, so we have to say, Sina Sina Nam loikashe kam bishalei, kam bishalei. So the one that is mentioned first has to have reference to the Braise that says maybe Heret. Since Eitz is mentioned first and then Heret, so obviously Eitz is maybe Heret. And Eitz is maybe Heret. Eitz is maybe Heret. And of course by Sina it's not local, because if it's local, it won't be able to fulfill its function as it's Sina. So, and the Eitz is mentioned first, and the one that is mentioned first has reference to maybe the Kere, so we see that maybe the Svino that is maybe the Kere is Shalei. And of course if it's Svino, if it functions as Svino, so it's not local. So we see that the Eitz, even if it's not local, it's Al-Pidin considered like local, it's Mechubet. Oh, Das ist doch was für die Meine Kirche, muss ich dann auch, muss ich Maske nicht, dann auch mal gerne hoch, wie hoch, wie hoch ist, na, all right. So that finishes the discussion. Dann wird so, ja, wie mach leukes, wie zu ihm rasch enteisen. Ja, wie mach leukes, wie zu ihm rasch enteisen. As to whether, as to whether, as to whether, you, we need, as to whether, Gabi AIDS, it has to be knock-up in order to be mechuber. And by Heres, it doesn't have to be knock-up. It doesn't have to be knock-up. So that's Rashi. That by eight in order to be considered mechuber, by three shall eight in order to be mechuber, it must be knock-up. If it's not knock-up, it's not mechuber. By Heres, even if it's not knock-up, it's mechuber. That's Rashi. Rabbi Tamshi, it's the reverse. That by eight, even if it's not knock-up, it's considered mechuber. But by Heres, only if it's knock-up. Only if it's knock-up, there is a third chicken. That by both, by eight and by Heres, it has to be knock-up. And if it's not knock-up, it's not knock-up. All right, now, so we have here the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Netan. Rashi and Rabbi Netan. All right, now, Tesis discusses something else. The whole Halimot Mishnuit, Kambi Shal Heres, Kambi Shal Eis, Ilame Kambi Nkuvo, Kambi Shein Nkuvo, Kambi Nkuvo, Kambi Shein Nkuvo. So in other words, the more is the question as to this conflict between two brides. One bride says, I mean, you get this, we know it can maybe, they are destroyed. And don't have different enough. And one bride says, can maybe be chutzla, can maybe chutzla. So why doesn't the bride say, why doesn't the Gemara say, that the bride says that it's can maybe the art is oil has reference to a Svino Shalek. Now, according to Amitam, so it's Svino Shalek, even if it's not knockoff, it's like knockoff. So maybe that's oil coming from the mice, that's oil coming from the mice, that's oil coming from the mice. So then the Bryson says, and it's also from the mice. And the Bryson says, also from the mice, has reference to a Svino Shalek. I mean, according to Amitam, a Svino Shalek. So Svino Shalek, if it's not knockoff, so it's not knockoff. So maybe he has to say, before I left out, Or let's say, come in Kugo, come, Bishayin in Kugo. Both have reference to Isvino or Shel Heres, and come in Kugo, come in Kugo. I mean, how could it function as a Isvino with an Ekev? All right, I mean, to function on the knowledge about the soil was not very deep, so even with an Ekev, it could function. So why doesn't the Gemara in Mishan also? So the answer is, the Rabbi Yudah, we have a chutzah from my shim on the chutzah rest, we engage. Hi, mishum kim, mishim chutzah from mokim. So, for him, I was born in there. The Yav, God, the Shrikha Ubiya, kid, the Shulitach, where is the Dina, the Yam. Now, when Tesis says, hi, mishum kim, mishim chutzah rest. So, it's not that the Shem chutzah rest. Because as we explained it, Shem chutzah rest, it doesn't have. It means, Shem chutzah rest, it means, it's not the mokim kogua for Eretz Yisrael. So, we got him from the next one, from the next one. So if it's not a mocking for war, for Israel, we call it chutzlaret. We call it chutzlaret. So it means inasmuch it's shem chutzlaret for a mocking, it's not a mocking for war, or for Israel, if it's only transient in the knowledge of Israel. One second, what is that? It doesn't mean chutzlaret, it means not a mocking. If it's not a mocking for war, chutzlaret means not a mocking for war, we got it for next time. So it means not a mocking kavua for Eretz Yisrael. That's chutzlah. That's the definition of chutzlah for Eretz Yisrael. Not a mocking kavua. Yeah, the Chumash of Maestro. Because it's not a mechuba, 1 second. But the Nor itself is Eretz Yisrael, you see. But it's not mechuba to the Kaaba for Eretz Yisrael. So it means, how do you mean things in the Chutzlah of Eretz Yisrael? It's not mechuba to the Kaaba for Eretz Yisrael. That's what it means. If it's not mechuba to the Kaaba for Eretz Yisrael, So it's not a mocking kavua, but it's oil, it's often as well left out, that was the shrikhu mire, he should be tackled with the tayam, because that was the takoyot chachomim. Now we are not at liberty to consider each case and its merit. Is it mire, is it not mire, is it communication transportation or the reason from communication transportation from one way or another? That is in the background of the takoyot, but the takoyot is, in chutzlaret, we have to take for that to benefit, even if it's mire, even if there is communication and transportation. If it's chutzlaret, and what does chutzlaret mean? Not in mokim kavua for Eretz Yisrael. So if it's not mechuba to the karka, if it cannot be mechuba to the karka, so it's not in mokim kavua, if it can be kavua, if it can be mechuba, so then it's considered in mokim kavua, even if it's not mechuba. In other words, even if it doesn't have any offer on the shema. But as long as it has the potential of becoming attached to the karka of Eretz Yisrael, So it's considered the most of life, even though this potentiality is not realized. Heinrich im kindischen Kultur, das war noch in Schocken von der Erkenner, aber ganz schnell, wie reich, und damit sei ja, alles schätzt es Rab Jude, und Rab und Akkudische nicht geschehen. Kindisch in der Erkenner, aber okay, in es macht, es ist das Potenzial, zu bin ich rüber zu der Karte erst vorher, so mir ist ganz wieder, dass es im Mokin Kogua erst vorher. Aber auch diese machen wir Kakuri in der Heil, wie man ist er, why? Why? Because the Svino happens to be of her. But in as much as it can become Michubert to the Karka, but let me once more like it. So it can become Michubert. So maybe it's more because why you don't have to say for nothing for that. After Pisha Mahmoud Akli in the Chayu Maizah, Bishul Kaak, and Yehoshet Kut or Tengu. All right. Now, this is it. Gimaloi. Atkan, Mekom Arab Gide, Kenwet. Now we have here. So what am I there? What am I there to say? That. Otis Nokuf, Amunah Al-Gabi, he said it's born in Mahlech of Middle Rabbah. Now, the Kofi Rabbonim say that Ofa Kutah Borussi Lohrat is Chai Maisa Rishvi. So they hold that the Nokuf Amunah Al-Gabi, he said it. It's Chai. Rabbi Yudeh would say that if it's not the Sheshet, it's Potter. So the Nokuf Amunah Al-Gabi, he said it. It's not the Sheshet, that means out there, he said it's not in Karaka. So it's Potter. So Omar Omar, Zimoloi, Ask how we come Rabbi Yudeh also, Omar Bismillah, Suri Livreach. Avot, Ishin is also Livreach. So even Rabbi Yudel agrees that if it's Munach HaGabi said it's Chai, it's Munach HaGabi. That's one memory of Rabbi. Then the other memory is just the other way. In Amat Kaun, we come Rabbi Yudel and Hossom, that it is Chai, it's Munach HaGabi, so this is Munach HaGabi. The Maya Karet Michte Dam. Avalos is Munach HaGabi, Relo, Oy. Now, so, but, by what's not going to say this, so even Rabbi Yudel might agree that it's Potter of Munach HaGabi. Now, according to Teisha Shite, that Yenike from the Karak of Asroi is not enough to come to make the Peres and to Peres out of Asroi. But it must be Nehuda in the Karak in order that the Peres should be Peres out of Asroi. So then, it can be explained very well, very, very reasonably, to the chapter that follows. Omar Rav, Dino Meloi, Ad Kali Komar Rav Yudah of Asom. When does Rav Yudah say that if it's not Yishet, so it's for them to make a Maitre, so it's only a little bit sooner after you live right? So in the name, Rabbi Yudah might agree, according to the text that we can say, that Rabbi Yudah agrees that there is no machlokes between Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbonim, that there is Yenike when it's not Yishetet or not, although you know Yenike. The Rabbonim certainly hold that there is Yenike, even though there is not Yishetet. Otherwise, they wouldn't say that there is Roy in the Targode and the Srimah, I don't know. So Rabbi Yudah, I mean, the Rabbonim certainly holds that there is Yenike. So Rabbi Yudah could agree, as far as this is concerned, there is Yenike. But according to the text, Yenike is not enough. Yenike is not enough. It must also be Mechuber. So Rabbi Yudah says, if it's Gisheshe, so then it's considered Mechuber. So all it's Gisheshe, it's Al-Kabikarake, but if it's not Gisheshe, so it's not Mechuber. So it's not Mechuber. So the Gemara says, Rabdeire thought that just as Rabbi Yudah says, that where it's not Gisheshe, it's not Mechuber, so by Munach Al-Kabik, even though there is Yenike, but it's not Mechuber. So by Munach Al-Kabik say this, true, even though there is Yenike, but it's not Mechuber. So Rabbi says, no. Still the law, yad kan likom Rabbi Yosom, el be sinah so yelit reich. So mele, tu yinike deri, but Rabbi Yudah holds, there is yinike, but the yinike is not from one place. It keeps on moving. So this moment, while it's over, this part of the character, so the yinike is, it draws from this place. Then it's another place, so it draws from another place. So mele, it cannot be chubea to any particular place. And in order to be a Hubear, it must be attached to one particular place. But here, since the Yenike fluctuates, right now it's over this part. Now it's over that part. So if the Yenike fluctuates, so true, Yenike it is. Even though it fluctuates, you can have it fluctuating in it. But the Hubear is telling me, Mashenki Baal Tidok Vamura, how can we say that? So even Rabbi Yudah can agree. Even Rabbi Yudah can agree that even though it doesn't stand on the Karka, but after all, the Yenike doesn't fluctuate, it's from one spot. So maybe it's considered Mechuber too. And then, Iname, the other way. Atkan lekam Rabbanon Hossom, Elo Bisvinu Lemavsi Kavire. The Maya Karet Michte Dam, yes, according to this again, it can be explained on the basis of this concept of Mechuber. So, the Rabbanon only say by Svinu that the Chayim come to my friend. Why? Because as far as Yenike, because as far as Yenike is concerned, so there is Yenike. There is Yenike according to Rabbanon, and there is Yenike according to Rabbi Yudah. By Tzvina too, there is Yenike. But Yenike is not enough. It must be Mechuber. ich mache mich gut. So, Trabonon could agree, in case of a stock on the other in as much as the other is must be. So, the Melik Sandra could have very little care, but it's not the whole other is. And now you must be. Machine game that is freedom. You need to read. And what is must be? Not other. What is must be? Mining is must be. So, mining is considered like a layer of like an upper layer of the car company. So, the Melik Sandra could have, so it's considered that it extends on the car. At the extent of the car. Like an upper layer, the mind is considered like an upper layer of the car. Ah, but also the mastic avire. So then, it's not the chuba. This is according, once again, this is according to Pesach. However, according to the Rambam, we cannot explain it. According to the Rambam, so by what it's not, if I'm going to have that in Pesach itself, it's not considered the chuba. Still, it's considered, it's highly common to my mind, because in view of the fact that it gets very unique from the car. So in other words, so we have to explain the Rabbeinu and Rabbi on the basis of Yiddish, not on the basis of Mechuba. So Amar Rabbeinu Rosh, Tzokar HaMulech HaTachim Seydeh, but Allah HaYisrael Mulech Bonon, in other words, so in other words, Rabbi Yudeh, one second, one second. So, Bonon Machleke from Yudeh Rabbonon, so according to the Rabbonon, we say, that by, you know, it's higher, so the Rabbonon holds that there is substantial in it. There is substantial in it. So maybe it's higher from the mice. So while Tzokar HaMulech HaTachim Seydeh, there is also substantial in it. There is also substantial in it. So there is also sense in it. And according to Rabbi Yudeh, he holds that there is no substantial in it. Now we don't have to say that there is machlekes, according to Rambam, machlekes in the field. In other words, there is some in it. The question is, the degree of the in the release of the when it's not effective, is it enough to make it into Gidulei Yad Yisroel or not? It's not there is machlekes in respect to a scientific fact. There is unique, there is some unique, but the question is that to the degree of unique that is required in order to make the payers into payers as it was. So Rabbonon holds that there is substantial unique, and Rabbi Yudeh holds it is not gesheshe, so there is no substantial unique. So my Rabbi Yudeh holds, ah, come to Rabbi Yudeh hotom, el bitzino asu yilivreyach, bitzino asu yilivreyach. So then, Rabbi Yudeh holds, there is no substantial in the castle. It doesn't stand in one place, it's fluctuating. So true, there is always unique from the spot over which it travels, but there is certainly no substantial in the castle. Much anything, or to talk about Murecha Gavin Seyde, so there is substantial in the castle. So if Rabbi Yudeh agrees, it's kind of goes to my...
What's the basis for saying moving is not
because if it's not totally Vreyach, if it's stationary, so there is more in the case than when it keeps on moving. In Ame Askar Nikom Rabon Hotom, El Bishine Duhem Maastik Avir. El Bishine Duhem Maastik Avir. Vimayi Kaaretz Nichte Dami. So the Rabonon, they say that it is Chayev in Trumis Yom HaYisrael only by Mayer. Because the Mayer Kaaretz Nichte Dami. So of course, according to Rambam, we have to say that this too has to do on the concept of it. By the way, since Rabbonim say only Maya, so then there is unique. There is no Avya Mastik, so through the medium of water, so there can be substantial unique. Masha'inkin Otis, there is no medium of water, so then there cannot be, through the medium of Avya, there cannot be any substantial unique. Of course, according to Tesis, it's better. But anyway, this is how we have to explain it according to them. All right. Now, the Tesis, Dilma Loi, after we come out of Yudah, we already learned it, but we'll go over it again. Keilu Emes, the Otis Kim Chuben, the Firik HaShalayah, Amrinon in case we improve the Lela Otis Nok. U'meikelo, the Mancha Asir. Mancha Asir. In other words, in case we improve the Lela Akar. So only the laser possessor owns Karke, so improve is effective. In other words, he has Karke from which it can be collected. So he has a piece of land from which and which the Malbe can fly and from which he can collect. But if the Leve doesn't own the Karke, so then the Puzgul is not effective. So the Gemara says that if the Leve doesn't own any real estate, but he owns only an Otis Noku, so a Puzgul is effective. So the Gemara says that if the Puzgul is Mana Halgabi Sich, is Muna Halgabi Sich. Now, incredibly, so it's just talking about Muna Halgabi Sedes, so still it's considered Mikla Karke, Mikhubla Karke. Now, what will do with the Rambam Shite?
Now, the Rambam saw, my father said, that the Rambam holds, as long as Achilles has the Nikif from the Karke, but Nechuda is not. So it has, so that's all right, the Gabi from the Samite. If it has the Nikif, our Gabi from the Karke, so it's Gidule Yard Israel, the Fiat Israel. But the Gemara mentions that the Gabi Prutbu, that is not based, does not depend upon the Nikif. The Alokhi is in case of Prutbu, our Gabi Akarke. In case of Prutbu, our Gabi Akarke. So now, in case of Prutbu, our Gabi Akarke. So now the Gemara mentions that he's a leader owns and of the snowboard that his Munach al Gabi Yisayde, so then the Malve can execute the declaration of Prutbu. So it's back when it's Nechubea. If it's not Nechubea, so how can the Prutbu be effective? No, but according to the Rambam, so the snowboard Munach al Gabi Yisayde is not Nechubea to the Karka. Only when it's spent on Gabi Karka. And here the Gemara says that where the Otis Nokuf stands on Gabi Siche and we say this, so then it's already considered already Karka. How is it considered Karka? Because the Chubba the Karka is Karka on it. But it's not the Chubba the Karka, according to the Ramon Kite. Well, so the answer could be what it is. What?
The offer, even for
a Ramon
Din, to the court, like one man.
So you mean, so because of the offer, so in other words, so he owns offer that is cast. All right. The old become a rock. As can we come a rabbon el bitzino. Mash ma di brot if we kula amu lave kim chubea. Di chuyye ba amu. And when the rabbon said, the one who more says, as can we come a rabbon el bitzino, mash ma di kula amu lave kim chubea, so that's the only thing. The old one of Shabbos has come in, see, hi, papis, and imam ha are. The am ha tziche, hi, we should feel it. So the question is, if what's not of amu lave kim chubea, if what's not of amu lave kim chubea, if me chubea, so when it takes off the Otsnokov from the Karka and he puts it upon Mercedes, so it's like, so before it, while it was sending on the Karka, it's on Mechubea, when he puts it on Gabi Mercedes, it's also Mechubea, so what kind of Mercedes is it? So that's only the Rambam. But the Rambam says, it's higher part, it's in the right. So that's Rambam Chit is, it's not from Mercedes, so the unique is from the Karka, but Mechubea, it is not, in as much as it doesn't stand on the Karka. Now, what is it? What?
Oh, according to the Tanoim, I mean, the Tanakam holds the Smuchet.
So it's considered a mocking of Boa of Earth soil because the Gabi Rona has to
be left. What is it? It's not here.
It doesn't make any difference. It's not higher than Chumis and Maitres, but it's not Chumis and Maitres that is the criterion. Chumis and Maitres is only Simen, you see. In other words, if it's higher than Chumis and Maitres, in other words, so that means it's Rehubea, so it's attached to the land. So it makes it into a mocking of Boa. So even though it's Mucha, it's low, it's Mucha in Earth soil. So Chumis and Maitres will be put there. But still, but still, it's a mocking kavua. The truth is, the Maitres is mentioned only as a simen. It's not that in the logic, one has to do with the other. It's only as a simen. If it's higher, the truth is a Maitres, so that's a raya, then it's mechubea. If it's mechubea, so mele, the simen is not a trenchian. It's a mocking kavua. In Perek Beis of Uktin, Mishnah Tet. There's ways of books in Mishnah text, says as follows. Kishois shenoto biotis. Kishois shenoto biotis. Mishnah text, there's ways of books in Mishnah text. Kishois shenoto, kishois is cucumbers. If one planted cucumbers in an otis, the yigdilo, and then it grew, it extended above the walls of the otis. Above the walls of the cliff, so it's reyet ne'ar. It's reyet ne'ar. The deal of Yotu Chutz Lot. And it extended above the walls of the cliff. It's reyet ne'ar. So there. So the Rash here, and takes us in Chum Daf Kuf Chofres, I mean, because the Gemara in Chum cites this Mishneh. They both say that this has reference Penotti Chainanok. In other words, now what's the look of what Chainanok? What is Noko is Noko? Now, Nichubea is not the Kabutumi. Is that what? Avoiding the Tamakoboi is not the Kabutumi. Let's say if you tell it from coming, come to it.